Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo, the 4 o'clock reset.
4 o'clock reset.
Mitch, take it away. 4 o'clock reset time. Get us caught up. Time for a combo card to run today's show.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
That is from February 18th of 2023, and yet is it ever relevant after yesterday? Jaden McDaniels, who led all scorers in the Timberwolves' 105-93 win with 25 points, puts the Suns now in a 2-0 hole as they make their way back to the Valley for Friday's Game 3.
Very discouraging game last night. You can hold on to as much hope as you want. I know certainly the history of the NBA, hell, the history of the Phoenix Suns show us that teams can come back when they're down 0-2 and win a playoff series. And while I would agree with my esteemed colleague over here to my right that it's certainly possible that it can happen.
Possible. The series is not over yet.
The Suns have not played a brand of basketball that I think allows them to win this series. There's nothing about the way they've played these first two games that would lead me to believe they have a chance of coming back in it. They've played so poorly.
So they play Friday and they play Sunday. And if they lose one of those two games, I'll have no problem coming in here Monday and saying they're toast. They're not going to win three games in a row. No problem. But if they win both of these games, it's a whole new series. It's a best of three. And you're back in the thing. I still hold out a little bit of hope that they'll get their act together at home and play a lot better than they did. But look, I still say it's unlikely. It's unlikely they're going to win 4 out of 5. But I can't rule it out.
Playoff games that also took place yesterday. Luka Doncic and the rest of the Mavs.
Luka.
96-93 win over the Clippers. That series even at 1-1.
PJ Washington with the big three. Kyrie Irving with the big three. Yeah. Luka with the big three. That was a close game. And in Dallas, I was watching it. Dallas kind of broke it open late with some big three-pointers.
That three that Luka hit with about a minute to go, and then he just turned to the L.A. crowd and started shouting at them.
Iron Eagle basically calling him.
He is him! Yeah, it was. Look, I know we shouldn't celebrate anything Luka Doncic does. I got to admit, that was a pretty damn impressive performance by Luka last night. That went over. And that series is tied up
1-1. And then the Pacers also stealing one on the road last night against the Bucks. How about Pascal Siakam? Another 30-point performance for the Pacers.
Yeah, Damian Lillard played really, really well again in the first half of that game. It was good enough in Game 1 to lead the Bucks to a win. It was not good enough in Game 2. So last night, the narrative changed a little bit. I know Booker had said after the game, hey, you know, so far all the home teams, they're a perfect 12-0. Not anymore. Pacers won on the road, and Dallas won on the road. The Suns were not able to win on the road, and they'll have to at some point in this series.
They're going to have to, yeah. And Minnesota, that home court advantage, man, they're going crazy. It's going to be hard to win there. And the Suns, look, I'm going to do a little deeper dive into this, but they've had some struggles the last couple of years winning road games outside of maybe the Clippers.
I mean, they didn't have anybody.
If you think about Denver last year, the year before that, they could not win in Dallas when they needed to.
Milwaukee, right? They didn't win in Milwaukee.
Couldn't win in Milwaukee.
Didn't win in Milwaukee. Didn't win in Denver. Didn't win in Dallas.
They could win in L.A., though.
Because they didn't have anybody. They didn't have Kawhi. Kawhi came back last night, by the way. Wasn't that good. But he did come back.
The year they went to the finals, the first three series they played, they clinched the series all on the road.
Right, against teams that were without their best players.
They still won, though.
I mean, it's still
we're going to give them the credit.
If
we're going to chastise them now, we got to at least give them the credit then. Two games tonight, one just about to get going. Celtics hosting the Heat, that's game two. And then Thunder hosting the Pelicans later tonight. That is also a game two. Let's pivot to the NFL. How about the big story coming out of Detroit? Two big contracts bagged today. Wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown and offensive lineman Penei Sewell. Here's the wrinkle to this, though. I think I saw from Schefter that there's no expectation as far as an extension for Jared Goff. But the wide receiver and a main offensive lineman bagged for
my
Detroit.
Favorite wide receiver in the NFL.
The sun god.
I think like Amon-Ra St. Brown is I'm not saying he's the best. He's really, really good. But he is my favorite wide receiver in this league.
Interesting.
So good.
Interesting to see what they do about Jared. Not that there's anything to do about Jared Goff other than play him under the contract, but you would think that he's earned the right to maybe get a new contract there based off of what he's done. So interesting that it hasn't happened yet or not going to happen. What are their plans?
At least not happening now, but who knows, maybe in the future. Other quarterback-related news who's not getting a bag, at least for right now. Justin Fields reportedly is not going to get the fifth-year option from the Steelers, so this is it for him on his current deal.
Listen, I think it's a smart move for them. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, may the best man come out in the end, and whoever is, if you play well, we'll re-sign you and we'll keep you alive. But let's play these. But both of them are free agents. Whoever plays better and ends the season, if you're good, if neither of you are good enough, we let you both walk. If one of you plays good, we can keep you. We can find a way to keep you.
I don't disagree with that, yeah.
Positive news from the Diamondbacks. Jordan Montgomery, once again, was fantastic in seven innings. Unfortunately, it came in a 5-1 loss. And if you want to compound it, yesterday they put not one, not two, but three pitchers on the injured list for 15 days. Kyle Nelson, Miguel Castro, and Merrill Kelly all going to be out for the foreseeable future.
It's really hard to find positive news about the Diamondbacks. They are getting, I'll give them this, Tommy Henry was good last night against St. Louis. Jordan Montgomery was good today. Like, their starting pitching has kind of stabilized even with all these injuries. But the offense is really hit and miss right now. It was huge last night. It was non-existent today. Corbin Carroll. Go look at Corbin Carroll's numbers so far, 30 games into the season.
He hit seventh today.
Struggling big time
Torrey
right now.
Torrey pushing down in the lineup.
Uh-huh.
Listen, there's a stretch coming up here that is going to be brutal. Three on the road at Seattle, three at home against the Dodgers, three at home against San Diego, on the road against Cincinnati and Baltimore for another six.
Ugh.
Brutal schedule coming up for the D-backs.
Play 500 ball.
Please.
Just play 500
ball. Just play 500 ball.
Just play 500 ball and survive until you start to get these guys back. That's all you can hope for.
Switching to college football, it was announced today that Reggie Bush will be receiving his 05 Heisman once again after it had to be forfeited 14 years ago.
That's good. Give him back the Heisman trophy.
Yeah.
Especially with everything that's going on in college sports now. It's almost like, give him back the trophy.
Yeah, while you're at it, Herm Edwards, give ASU back your $4.4 million, please.
I would take that.
If we're giving things, did you see that story from Cartman? I didn't send it to you. I didn't because I knew we weren't going to talk about it today. But I guess we are because I'm bringing it up.
What
now.
Did it say?
Apparently, Herm Edwards has agreed to one of the longest show causes
5 years
in the history of college coaching.
Yeah,
and he basically admitted, I did it all. I knew it all. I was aware of what was going on. I participated in it. And yet, ASU still gave him a $4.4 million buyout of his contract as a parting gift. Why?
Right.
Why? Why are we giving coaches going away presents when they have admitted to doing wrong, when they've admitted to participating in acts that were against the rules? Why did he get a golden parachute from ASU? If we're
Michael
giving things
Crow,
back,
right. Ray Anderson.
If we're giving things back, if we're giving back Reggie Bush his Heisman, Herm, give back the $4.5 million because
you know,
God
no
knows
way.
You didn't earn it.
There's no way he's going to give that money
of
back.
Of course not. I'm being facetious. Well,
why did you even give it to him in the first place? Why did you give it to him, Michael? Crow?
Why did you give it to him? Why did you give it to him? What did he do for this program? What did he do to earn that? Drives me crazy.
You guys following the hockey playoffs at all?
No.
I'll catch you up right now.
Rangers
great comeback last night for the Florida Panthers against the Lightning in overtime.
3-2?
4-3. 4-3 win. It's 4-3? A 2-0 okay. series right now. Panthers and Rangers have 2-0 leads over Tampa and Washington. Avalanche and the Predators even things up in their series against the Jets and the Canucks.
Islanders
are
down 2-0.
Yeah.
Mitch, my hockey heart is a little closed right now.
You want me to transition to something else?
I'm rooting for Rick Tocchet and the Canucks.
Are you? I haven't really picked a rooting. Although, did I see your tweet correctly? That the price on the land for the Coyotes might be up to $200 million.
Whoa. Yeah, I was on the phone today with some people on that land. I put 150 to 200, but somebody told me it could go up as high as $200 million.
Wow.
For that land. That's a valuable piece of land, and I'm sure there'll be more than one person bidding on it. But I heard that could be between 150 and 200 million for that land.
Sorry, Mitch, I keep hijacking your 4 o'clock reset here. What about this?
I have three things left, and I'll let you choose the one. Devin Booker in an upcoming video game, the latest with basketball transfers in college basketball, or a Diamondbacks prospect making history last night. Pick one.
D-backs prospect?
I would agree. I don't care about Devin Booker in a video game.
Yasmir Alvarez, who's with Single A Visalia, struck out five batters in one inning last night two of them.
What are you talking about, Willis?
So two
reach
them,
base on
two
pass
of them
balls.
Reach base on pass balls. By the way, in his final line, he struck out six batters. That sixth batter also reached base on a wild pitch. And then to cap everything off, Visalia won on a walk-off wild pitch.
Oh,
literally,
my God.
Nobody
Guys,
could catch a baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, harness your ability to throw a baseball, catch a baseball, please. Let's see. You throw the ball, you catch the ball, right? Let's
not that hard.
Bull Durham basics.
Who's
here.
The catcher letting all those wild pitches, pass balls go? Who's
the
catcher?
I only copied down the pitcher's name because it has happened four times prior to him.
Keep your eye on the transaction for the, was it single A you said that was single A?
Yeah.
Let's see if that catcher gets released today.
Oh, my gosh.
Crash Davis? Anyone? Is he available?
Anyone aggressively looking at Visalia Rawhide transactions? Let us know. That's your 4 o'clock reset.
Thank you, Mitch. We appreciate that.